So I'm on spring break this week, and the first couple of days of the week I spent in the city, having lots of fun, just doing different things. We went on a hike one day. Where else did we go? Oh, I guess over the weekend we went to a barrel tasting, which is, taste the wine that's in the barrel. You can see where it's going to be going once it's bottled. That was fun. What else? Oh, I played tennis for the first time in like 7 months because that last time I played tennis, I almost tore my rotator cuff. But now I played tennis just fine. I was very careful not to overextend my arm or anything like that. And I did pretty well. Let's see what else. We ate out every night, which is always fun, but a little bit expensive. And now I'm at home, back home, because my partner's in Louisiana for the rest of the week for the Easter vacation that he spends with his parents. I don't celebrate Easter, so I don't participate, I guess you can say. I have been doing other things now that I'm home. Well, I have very few days left, actually 3 days left, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The week is more than half over, and I want more time. I always want more time. But I guess I'll have to wait for summer for that to happen. In any case, I have been doing things like cleaning my house and not quite spring cleaning. I do spring cleaning of certain things like cleaning out drawers and cabinets and stuff and throwaway stuff that it's been sitting there for more than a year that I don't use. So I did a lot of that. I need to do some regular old cleaning like vacuuming and stuff like that, but I'll save that for another time. But today I went shopping and spent a couple $100 on underwear and t-shirts and things like that that you only buy like once a year or once every 2 years, whatever. I bought other things too. Don't get me wrong, I didn't spend $200 on underwear, but I bought other things, like that you shop for every once in a while. Cleaning supplies, deodorant, toothpaste, stuff like that. And I always have a stockpile of a couple so that I don't have to go shopping again for a long time. Anyway, I did that today, and I also updated the Microsoft Sync system in my car. I got an update about a month ago, and I needed to have time to do it because it takes an hour to do it, and it came on this little USB stick, and so I parked my car, left it running, and plug this little stick in the USB port, or one of the USB ports, because I have two, and it automatically started updating, and it literally took 50 minutes, 52 minutes, something like that, to update it. And I took a picture with my iPhone while it was happening to show you that it was like Sync by Microsoft is updating, service pack or something. I'm like, that's so typical of Microsoft. But it updated, and I won't say it's any faster, but the graphics on the screen are so much clearer and so much better laid out. I have not tested enough to figure out if everything's working correctly. I just kind of played with it enough to put in my basic information because, unfortunately, it did not save any of my information, my connection to my iPhone, my phone book, any of my favorites in my GPS system. It didn't save any of that stuff. So I had to put some of that stuff back in there. I'm a little mad that it didn't save my GPS favorites because I had probably like 30 to 35 different places I had programmed in there that we go to that I need directions to. I mean, I know the general directions how to get there, but then like the details of how to get to the actual street and the actual driveway, whatever, I don't have in my head. So I was relying on the GPS to give me that information, and it's all gone now. So I only was able to put in, I'm sure I will do more, but I put in my home address and my partner's address, and that's pretty much it. I'll have to put the rest in as we need the GPS system. So there was that. And I did mention that I use my iPhone to take a picture. That reminded me of something else. I'm sure some of you have maybe been to the website, but well, besides the fact that I updated for spring, got rid of that gray winter layout or theme or whatever, I went to a nice springy tulip update, and I took the pictures on my of the tulips. I set the tulips out on my balcony and took pictures of them with both the iPad and my regular camera, and edited the picture to be the header. And I think it looks so pretty. The flowers came out so vibrant. I just absolutely love it. So I went with that theme. But I was talking about the iPhone camera. I don't know why I hadn't, I don't use that as much as I should, because it's the same camera that's in the iPad. When I don't have the iPad with me, I definitely have the iPhone. And I posted some pictures on the website of the hike we went on and different things I found. And I'm going to post some other pictures tonight with this podcast of other things that I've taken just recently, like of this macaroni and cheese I had today for lunch at Noodles & Company. Are you familiar with Noodles & Company? Oh my God, that macaroni and cheese, Wisconsin macaroni and cheese, is so good. If you have a Noodles & Company around you, you should check it out. There, one just opened up right up the street from me, so I could literally walk there. But I didn't, because I was out today, so I stopped with my car on the way home. Anyway, I was talking about the cell phone pictures. I have the iPhone 4, not the 4S, and the 4S has a better camera than the 4, but I think the pictures that I took look pretty good. So I'm going to post a couple pictures that I took with the iPhone camera with this podcast tonight, so you can just check those out. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, especially today. I must have caught up on 10 different podcasts, and I heard myself mentioned on two of them. The Faye Driver talked about, the Faye Driver of Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, talked about me hitting the curb with my car, and he was talking about tires and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, he just mentioned me. I was like, that's so cool. And then Scotty, a little Aussie battler, mentioned that I'm rich, and Scotty, I'm not rich. I just, I had a gift card to buy my latest iPad. So don't, I'm definitely not rich. So you can stop saying that. And speaking of Scotty, I got a little scared because there were two podcasts that downloaded the last time I updated my iTunes. And the first one was Scotty saying he's quitting podcasting, and that was it. That was his last show. And then the very next one said, oh, that's April Fool's joke. So I was like, okay. Well, because I wondered why there was one posted after that one. That wouldn't make any sense if that was his last show and then he posted another one. So it had to be a joke. And sure enough, it was a joke. So, Scotty, I'm glad you're not going away, because I like to listen to you. Anyway, moving on to politics. On Tuesday, Romney won all three of the primaries in Maryland, Wisconsin, and D.C., and I think pretty much we're at the point now where the nominee will be Mitt Romney. Of course, the president is going in that direction because he's putting out ads that are specifically against Romney and not about the others in the race. While I like to cross my fingers and hope that at the convention that it is contested and that people have to vote and all that, I think that would be so cool and very historic, because they haven't had a contested convention for years. I think that would be very interesting. And in terms of the president, he had some good numbers come out today. The number of people who are filing for unemployment is at a 4-year low, which is really good, meaning that the people who, who are asking for unemployment benefits has dropped big time. And tomorrow, the March jobs report is supposed to come out tomorrow early morning, and they're predicting a minimum of 200,000 jobs. I'm hoping that's a lot more than that, but all the economists and stuff are saying around 200,000, 200,001, something like that. Even so, it's a little bit less than was last month, but if you think about it consistently for months now, it's a minimum of 200,000 jobs. If that's probably like 3.5 million, almost 4 million jobs he's created in the time that he's been president. Not that he created them, I shouldn't say that. But the atmosphere is such that jobs were able to be created. So I think that's a positive sign. I know there was some good numbers that came out in terms of his popularity against Romney, especially with women, that Obama's faring much better with women than Romney is. So that's a good thing. Anyway, so I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my 3 days that are left on my spring break. I'm going to my mother's house tomorrow and help her with some jobs that she needs help doing because, you know, she's 80 years old now, like changing the battery in a clock and turning her mattress and getting out her spring clothes and stuff like that. Just little jobs that she needs someone to do for her. So I'm going to go do those tomorrow and she'll take me out to lunch and that'll be nice. And then the rest of the weekend, I'm just going to relax. I've got things on my DVR to catch up on and I'm just going to totally relax. So, yeah. So I hope you all had a great week and I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And if you happen to be someone who celebrates the resurrection of somebody who died 2,000 years ago, then, you know, happy Resurrection Day, whatever. Because, you know, I'm not religious at all and I don't care for religion. But there are those people who do. So happy for you. Anyway, have a great weekend and I'll be back next week. I don't know which day or when. So anyway, that's all for now. Until next time, bye.